Blog Talk Radio.
For Biscuit and Tea Mystic, and I want to wish all those out there happy Memorial Day and thank you for your service. Tonight, I'm going to talk about where intention goes, energy follows. And I want to let you know that thoughts and words are things. You know, everyone that has a child, your intent is to make the child feel better, and you kiss a boo-boo and put a band-aid on it, it makes it all better. Also, when you think negatively, you bring negativity to you. If you think positively, you bring positiveness to you. You know, sometimes people go around, well, oh, this is going to kill me. Well, universe always picks up on original thought, and you'll get your wish sometimes, so be careful of what you're doing. You know, and, you know, if you are sitting there and saying negative things, it was a good idea to replace it with a positive thing. And if you're in a terrible mood, it helps to do grateful lists every day, even if it's just for your eyelash. That really helps. Also, intention, like you can send energy cross country. You don't even have to be with the person. But always ask that the energy is for their highest good. And whoever you send the energy to, they'll absorb as much or as little as they need, you know. And it's like another thing is if you look at things negatively, it don't help the good come in. You stop the good from coming in. So that's one of the things that you really got to think about. You know, we say things all the time that we don't even think anything of, you know. And so it takes 9 days to make a habit, 30 days to break one. So if you want to break a habit, you got to work on it for 30 days. So that's how it is. But intent is everything. Like if you want to manifest a new job, it helps to write it down on a piece of paper and write down as much as the aspects that you want to manifest. Same way with if you need to manifest something for your home, write it down and say, you know, I need a new couch, and you write that down, and then you can, that helps to manifest it. Or that's why we do New Year's resolutions. We write down what we choose to manifest for the new year. So that's how that works. Well, I'm going to take my first caller, and 817.
Hello.
817. Happy
Hello.
Memorial Day.
Hi, happy Memorial Day to you as well.
Do you have a question?
Yes, it's exactly what you were just speaking to as the topic of positivity and negativity. I'm going through a lot of upheaval and things going in my relationship. A lot of revelations are coming out about the gentleman that I'm with. So that's what I was, my question was about. what advice for that do you see or you know, upcoming, in other words? So a relationship question.
Well, you're going to give it like a certain amount of time. Then if it doesn't change, you're not going to be in that relationship anymore.
Okay. That's right. That's what I'm going through right now.
You know, and it's like when universe tells you, another thing for y'all, when your gut feeling tells you not to do something, don't.
Right.
And if
right.
you've been warned, you can't get mad at the universe for warning you.
Exactly.
Does that
exactly.
make sense? So
yes,
all your little spidey senses are going off and it's saying, no.
Right, exactly.
They're showing me the red circle with the line through it. That's a universal no.
Okay.
I can't tell you what to do. You have free will and free choice. But
it
feels like you're going to go to higher and better things. And this is the last vestige of changing your modus operandi. A picking relationship.
Okay. Wonderful.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does make sense. It does. Thank you so much and have a wonderful evening.
You're
and
welcome.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful weekend. All right. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
And I also can be reached privately for private readings, 561-333-5367. I'll take the next caller. It is 860. Hello, 860. Come on. Hello, 860.
Hello.
I'm
here. Hi, how are you?
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. I was wondering what you see for something progressing with this guy, Jay. I just saw him over the weekend, and I really feel like he's really drawn to me, and I'm wondering what you see evolving over the summer.
It's all brand new. It's all brand new, and you're going to have a lot of fun. And I see you guys maybe going away somewhere for a weekend very soon. So he's getting to know you, and you're getting to know him.
Yeah.
And it's right now it's Mutual Admiration Society.
What's that mean?
Oh, you're too young to know what that means. What that means is you both like each other a lot and you want to get to know each other.
Okay. Do you see this really developing into substantial.
You both have free will right now. Like I said, it's new. You each have free will. So that's how I'm going to answer that.
Okay. Well, is the summer going to be full of...
You're going to have a fun summer. You're going to have fun. You're going to enjoy yourself.
Okay. Good.
So go date and have fun.
All right. Do you see me dating? Okay. All right. I'm really curious. You, any other insight?
You are going to get a better job offer.
I am.
Yep. That's going to come about in the next 4 months.
Oh, really? Okay.
You don't have to take it, but you have an opportunity going to be presented.
Okay. Excellent. Excellent. Well, thank you.
You're welcome. Happy Memorial Day.
Absolutely. Thank you, veterans, for serving our country.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, let's see. 954.
Yes. Good evening. This is Mary. And,
good evening.
Also, I'd like to thank all the veterans out there, too, for all their service. My dad was in World War II and served a long 6 years. last week, Monday, I had a small electrical fire. And one of my indoor cats, the one that has never gone out, must have got out sometime that day or in the next couple of days, because I've searched everywhere and I didn't find him in my home. And it'll be a week tomorrow, and no one has seen him. There's been no sighting at all. There's other cats.
The kitty is right around your house, and it'll come back.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like he will come back.
I thought that I was hearing him cry, and then I would go in that direction, and then it would stop. Was that him?
Yep, but he's right around your home.
Yes, but he'll come back on his own?
He will come back. He isn't far.
Where?
Oh, that time frame's hard to tell, but I see within a week.
Oh, that would be great.
He won't go far.
Okay, because he's not street smart at all. I rescued him.
No, he's an inside kitty. But he won't go far anyway. He won't go far from where your house is.
He's very big, and he likes a lot of food and comfort, so I really was worried. Also, do you see any money coming my way soon from any areas?
You mean in romance?
No, money. Well, I'll take romance too, love and money. But
well, I see you getting together with a fella that is very—he's not fat. He's husky, and he has a beard and a mustache, and he looks just like a teddy bear. And you're going to be set up by a girlfriend.
You're kidding. Yeah, it's kind of my type.
I don't make this up.
I like mustaches.
And you're due to meet him probably in August.
In August? Because
I see white corn.
White corn? Oh, okay.
Yep, that's when white corn is out. Yep.
Okay. Do you see any money coming?
And you'll be okay money-wise. Huh?
You think money will improve?
You'll be okay money-wise. You got to work for your money.
Yeah, I've been looking for something, and I just haven't been. I have some income, but it's never enough. So I've been trying to get something part time. Do you think that I'll come up with something?
I see you doing like cashier work part time. You'd work like 20 hours a week.
Yeah, that'd be enough, right? That would be good.
So it's some kind of cashiering.
Oh, super. Okay.
That way you'll get out. You'll be able to wear lipstick and your earrings.
Right. I usually put it on every day anyway, just for my own satisfaction.
And remember, V-neck is a gal's best friend.
Oh, wow, V-neck. I like that. Did you used to have a show before? Were you on the air before with a different name or something?
Yes, right. I was with some other people. Now it's just with me.
Angels? Something to do with angels?
I don't remember.
Huh? Angels or something to do with the angels. You just sound so familiar to me.
No, nothing with the name of angels in it. I used to work at Dream Angels in Jupiter.
Maybe I'm picking up on
long time ago.
Yeah. Anything else that comes to mind?
Well, that's quite a bit.
It sure is. Well, I'll be real happy if my kitty comes home.
I see him coming home. I'm good with pets. So he'll come home. He's right around. I'd recommend setting out some food, too.
Well, if I do, I'll have three or four of the others that aren't being fed very well. I will have
them all. The feral kitties. Okay, never mind.
They're not even feral. They belong to people, but they're just not being well taken care of. And I'm really
but
tempted.
He'll come home.
Okay. All right. I'm trying not to, you know, give up hope. I was hopeful at first, but then I've been going, you know, running around in the heat, and it's very hot here, and I just haven't seen anything. And I've been talking to the neighbors and telling them.
But he's right around. He isn't far. And he's alive. He's not, you know, he's okay.
Because we had heavy rains the second night he was out and the next day, and then the rest of the time it's been about 94 degrees every day. It's been very hot. But he'll be
but
all
he's
right.
He's okay. He's all right.
Well, that's good to hear. Well, I've called the show so many times I never got through, and I'm glad to see
I'm sorry.
Got through. Well,
nice to meet you.
It's a good thing. It's a
good thing. You have a good evening, and I look forward to hearing from you another time.
Same here. I'll
thank
let you.
You
know. Thanks a lot.
All right, hon. Let me know if you find Kitty. All right. Bye-bye.
Well, thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Hi, 917.
Hello, Kelly
Jo.
This is Ellen.
Hi, Ellen.
Kelly Jo, this is Ellen.
Yes, ma'am. Do you have a question?
I would love a reading. I just had a birthday. Is it possible just to have a birthday reading or a general reading?
Well, I'm answering one question on the show. If you want a private reading, you can call me privately.
Okay, so could I ask you whether you see any career changes coming up for me?
Absolutely. You are going to change your career. And do you have a degree? Because they're saying you're going to use your degree.
Yes, I have a couple of degrees.
So you're going to use the first degree that you got.
Okay.
So what was that in?
It was a master's in public and political science.
Well, that's
well,
what you're going to use.
My bachelor's.
No,
sorry,
it's the first one you got. They're emphatic over it.
The bachelor's.
Yep.
And that was also political science.
So that's what you're going to use. Would you ever be interested in teaching?
No.
Okay. Because when you're older, you're going to get.
I'm sorry.
You're going to get offered to teach when you're older.
Oh, that's interesting. Well,
not right now. But you're going to use your degree, and you're going to get a job in that. And it correlates to that.
I'll have to figure out how that works. Thank you
so
much.
I don't know. I'm just reading. It could be in public service.
Mm-hmm.
Something like that.
Okay. Well, thank you again, Kelly Jo.
You're welcome. That's the flavor of. And you'll make more money.
That I wouldn't mind, as you can imagine.
So it correlates to that.
Terrific. Thank you again.
You're welcome. Thank you. Happy Memorial Day.
Bye-bye. You too.
Okay, 216. Hello, 216.
Hello.
Do you have a question?
Thank you. Yeah, thanks for taking my call, first of all. I've tried a couple times, too. Question. I'm following suit. I'm trying to change careers. Do you see me getting an offer soon?
You need to hire a headhunter.
Oh, I have like two or three, actually.
it's going to come through a headhunter. And do you do like administrative?
Yes, executive assistant. Yeah, office manager. It's funny,
yeah,
though, that you say that, because every time I apply for a job, the recruiter from the company calls me because they're the headhunters that get a hold of me. So that's pretty much how they do it now. But I do, I went to headhunters also. But when you apply, they call also.
Okay. But you're going to get a job through a headhunter. And
okay,
the company that you go with is going to be based out of Houston, Texas.
That would make sense. They're usually, yeah, they usually are always based out somewhere else. Yeah. It's going to be a keeper and good pay, because I'm changing, so I wouldn't leave unless it was something I wanted. Do you know what I'm saying? My current job.
Well, you're going to give them a package.
Okay.
What you're going to do. You're going to write down what you want to be paid per, you know, year, and you're going to get health and dental and eyes and all that, and you get a salary per year.
That's, yeah, that's,
and you'll make more money
it?
Than
Sorry.
It's an increase in your money.
Which, that's nice too. Yeah.
Do you make six figures?
I do not. I'd say mid to high five, and I'm happy. Six? Oh my!
Well, you're
going to
make six figures whenever you're offered.
Oh my gosh! You know,
well, I don't know. I'm just reading.
I know. Can I ask? Is it going to be happening before the summer's over? I know timing's
hard. It looks like it won't be until end of August, because you're going to get 1, 2, 3, 4 phone calls, and then you'll have to fly to the last interview.
Oh, okay.
So
the
that's
end of
what
August,
I
guess. Okay, the end of August, you said.
Yep.
Okay. Thank
Did
you.
That help?
It's not that
You're
far
welcome.
Off. Oh, it helped a lot. Have a great, happy Memorial Day.
Happy
Thank
Memorial
you.
Day. Thank you.
Bye-bye. That was quick.
What? Okay. Did I do?
This is the other 917.
Hello. Okay. I was confused. I'm going, uh-oh. Do you have a question?
I most certainly do. I was wondering if you saw any changes job-wise or career-wise. I'm trying to figure out which way to go, but no luck on my own, so I'm trying to tap into my guides, my spirituality, see if I can get just a little assist along the way. Do you see any change?
Well, do you do any form of work with numbers at all?
I do not. I do technical support over the phone for internet and voice over IP phones currently, and
okay,
at a company that I detest.
Well, I see you maybe getting with another company, and then you would be like the troubleshooter dude.
Oh, okay.
And it would be a corporate company. So when the system goes kaput, you would go in and fix it.
Gotcha. Okay.
Does that make sense?
I guess it does. Yes, I want to do something different, but I just had to leave where I'm currently at. So if that's
right,
the,
I see a whole different company for you. It would be
gotcha.
A whole different company for you. And then you would enjoy it better. And then you're going to look into the creativity of working with computers later. You won't
okay.
stop your bread and butter. This will be your bread and butter, and then you'll go to something fun.
Mid to high five. Five gotcha. Digits. Mid to high.
Sounds good. Okay. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
You're welcome, sir. You have a good night. Okay. 626. Let's see. I'm making sure I'm getting all my... Hello, 11111.
How
do you have a question?
I do. I was wondering when you picked up on me moving.
You're going to move this year. You're going to move, like, within 5 months.
Great. I mean, I've had some delays, and I was hoping those delays were over.
Oh, it is. You're going to move. So you have your house boxed up, right?
Yes.
Okay, time to go. Head them up, move them now. You've got a U-Haul van in the middle, in front of your house. So you're moving.
So you think
and
I'm moving?
You'll like the new area that you're moving to.
Okay. I'm actually waiting for something to be renovated, to be completed, and that's why I was wondering if you saw any delays.
No, it's within 5 months.
Okay.
They'll get everything fixed. Your toilet will work, everything, the plumbing, everything will be all done. They'll switch the bathroom around the way you want it and all that.
Oh, okay. Okay, great.
Thank you. You're welcome. Okay. Hi, 216. Nope. Hello, 216. No.
Hello?
Whoops. Hello. Are you there? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Oh, I was just listening.
Do you have a question?
You already answered my question. You put me on hold.
Oh,
I just
I'm
said
sorry.
I hold.
Pardon me.
That's okay. That's all right.
All right. Let's see. Hello, 646.
Hello, how are you this evening?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just peachy.
Do you have a question?
Yes, I do. Okay, so I'm going to be looking to get a loan, and I want to know which months my guides are directing me to attempt to get the loan. I'm thinking about August or either September.
September is better for you.
Okay, that's what I was thinking as well. And my second short question is this. I am currently, I'm working at a call center, and I'm desperately now looking for a new job. My background is in administrative or either executive assistant. And what are my guides, because where I'm at right now, I've been having visions of like my resume. So I know that it's time to go. It
yep.
is definitely time to go.
And
so
would you ever
would
you be a gal Friday to a lawyer?
I wouldn't mind at all.
I see you being a gal Friday to a lawyer.
Okay.
And you'd
that
be his
good.
Personal assistant.
Ooh,
I know that's
perfect.
Weird, but that's what I'm seeing.
Okay. And when do you see this coming? Because I'm looking
That'll
now.
Probably
I'm
come about...
Right.
Just a minute. It'll probably come about by fall time, October,
okay.
before holiday.
Well, I'm going to be stuck at this call center until then.
I'm sorry, ma'am. Pardon me?
Will I still be at this call center until October, you think?
Probably.
Or will I be doing something else?
I see you getting another job because you don't want it. You don't want to be there. So you'll get another part-time
job. Because even if I get something else, even if it's just temporary, maybe for like a 2-month or a 3-month basis,
right.
that's fine with me. Because I don't want to
right.
stay here much longer than what I am.
Right.
Okay, but the other job definitely is coming in October then.
Right.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Have a good Memorial Day.
You too. Again, you can reach me privately, 561-333-5367. And if I don't get to you all, I'll get to you next time. And I'll see you guys in the future. And thank you for calling in, everybody. And again, happy Memorial Day. Hi, 95. Whoops. I don't know if it'll answer it. Oops, it's spinning.
We just paused.
Whoops. Hello, 643 or 646.
We just talked. I'm listening to the show now.
Okay, sorry. Hello, 415.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
What's your question?
I wanted to know about a career. I just recently started a new job, but which I've mixed feelings about.
Well,
I want to be doing more with my talents.
Well, you're going to stay there for a little bit, longer than you want. You'll stay for like till the end of the year, and then you'll move on in the spring.
Oh, wow. So you're seeing me there for like a year or 8 months or something, right?
Yeah.
Wow.
Because finding you're going to find it a different job next year. You're going to make your move then.
So do you see this? So I guess you don't see this turning into some sort of consulting position. Because that's really what I would want to do.
Well, you're not going to kill your bread and butter until you get stabilized and steady with your own work.
Yeah, that's true.
In other words, you're not going to cut off your nose to spite your face.
Right.
And you're
going
to keep a paycheck in until you build your own thing.
So do you see me building my own thing during this period that I'm working at?
That's what you're
going to
do. You aren't going to just go off and not have any money coming in.
Right. I mean, the thought was sort of in passing, maybe I should apply to other jobs. Because it's a low-paying position.
Well, I don't know why I see you staying there for that long. I'm just telling you what I see. Don't kill the messenger. But meanwhile,
okay,
you're going to build your own business while you're there.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Okay. So then the other question related to this is, like, my current supervisor,
they're
going to
go bye-bye. They're going to go bye-bye.
He's
going to
go bye-bye?
Yep.
Yeah, because I'm sort of breaking a little bit of the rules of what he wants me to, or how he wants me to do things, because it's sort of idiotic. Do you think
well,
I'm going to get in trouble for that? I mean,
yeah.
He's not there every day.
Right, but you will get in trouble for that because they have a certain code. They have a certain strict, certain way of doing it, period. They aren't real flexible on that.
Right, that's what my concern is.
Well, quit doing what you're doing. Otherwise,
I can't
you will
get
be
my
tired.
Other work done. Yeah, I can't get my other work done if I do it. If I do what they want me to do, like they want me to do somebody else's job, basically, and my job.
Well, then, you know, when you have time, help the other person.
Okay. So it's the man that you don't see there for long or the woman?
The man.
Oh, really? Interesting.
I don't know why,
okay.
But something's going to happen where he won't be there.
Oh, interesting. Okay, thank you very much for the reading.
Thank you.
I appreciate it. Okay, bye.
Hello, 678.
Hi, how are you?
Good, how are you doing?
Good. I was calling concerning an interview I had May 9th. For a corporate accounting manager position.
They hired from within. You'll have to go again to go something else.
They did. There was two positions, and they did hire one within. One is still open. That I was told that Thursday.
But you're going to apply for something else.
Okay.
I don't know why you don't get the other open position. They keep running it, and they don't hire anybody.
Okay, so do you see anything else coming through?
I see you.
Soon?
I see you going for another company, and you'll get that one. And it'd be
do
like
you, go ahead.
Like a assistant. You're going to get hired to be an assistant.
An assistant what?
Manager. And run the whole office. You know, administrative assistant.
I don't do that. I do accounting and finance.
That's running a whole office. You run everything. You're going to run the whole shebang.
Okay, have I applied for the job yet, or it's applying?
No, you're going to apply for it. So you're really going to run the whole shebang.
And how soon does this manifest?
It looks like within 3 to 4 months.
Okay. And nothing before then?
You can apply. You're going to apply to a whole bunch of things. And you'll get calls. It depends on what you want. You'll get a choice of 3.
But it'll be 3 months before I get the choice of 3?
No, that isn't what I said. The one big job where you run the whole shebang could be within 3 months. The other stuff, you'll get offers from now until then. Make sense?
Okay.
You're going to apply, you're going to get calls. And it's your choice of what you want.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hello, 754. Hello.
Hi. Hi, how are you?
Good. You got a question?
I do. I've been meeting nothing but losers. Is the right man ever going to come into my life?
You have to pick better and higher and work on you.
Yeah. In what
way?
You know,
well, you have to have better self-esteem. You just picking any old buddy. It's like going to the grocery store line, picking any old man there. You'll do.
No.
No, but you can't
fix
everybody. You can't fix everybody.
No.
Does that make sense?
And that's, yeah, because that's what I try to do.
Yeah. If you think higher and better, you're going to get a nice guy. You're going to get it right. Keep trying. You're going to get it right.
Okay. Do you know approximately a timeline?
Well, you're going to pick one more guy that you think you can help and change. And you know a leopard is a leopard and they ain't going to change the spots. Then
right.
You're going to find a nice guy like from New Jersey. He talks with an accent.
Oh,
and he has
yeah.
thick hair, and he's 5'11", and he's a divorced, and he has 4 grown kids.
Wow.
And he's a guy that you can keep.
He's Italian?
Uh-huh, totally Italian. I know
awesome.
Don't say Italian right, but he's Italian. He has, like, the
That's
barrel
what
chest.
I like.
You know, and
a
he's
barrel
got
chest?
Chocolate. Yeah, barrel chest, you know. And he has chocolate brown eyes. And he's a nice guy.
Awesome.
And you're going to be set up with a male friend, through a male platonic friend.
Okay. That sounds good. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a good night.
You too.
And again, thank you everybody for calling in, and see you in the future.